It's not easy being a liberal in Egypt. Ala Alaswani, the nation's leading novelist and champion of the 2011 revolution, despairs at what he sees as a flight from democratic values.
You don't have a political conflict in the democratic sense. You have a kind of war between terrorist groups and the state.
Aswani was one of the few intellectuals to defend the Muslim Brotherhood's right to run in post-revolution elections. Yet he was happy to see Islamist President Mohamed Morsi deposed, ending what Aswani saw as his absolutist vision. But he says democracy is still a distant prospect.
The struggle is not done. It has just begun, you see, because getting rid of these people, which were a real barrier against democracy, you still have the real struggle between the revolution and the old regime.
Aswani's struggle against the authoritarian state has been a long one. He rose to fame with his 2002 novel and subsequent film, The Yacoubian Building, one of the first to expose police brutality and state corruption. Active in street protests, he was one of the few famous faces to appear on Tahrir Square each day of the 2011 revolution. A month later, his blunt, televised exchange with then-Prime Minister Ahmed Shafiq electrified the nation. Shafiq resigned the next day.
I will never expect the old regime or the military to give us, the democracy as a present. We must work and we must make pressure until we get to achieve what the revolution wanted.
Aswani's stand has sparked anger on both sides of the political divide. He's received various threats. A bullet was fired into his home. At a recent appearance in Paris, he was besieged by Morsi supporters.
If you see how these people, when they attacked me in Paris, how they looked and how they looked at me, these people thought at this point that I am against the religion. And that was very evident to me, very inspiring. I would write about it.
The author answers his critics the way he knows best, with words. His columns appear widely in Egypt, and he's recently found an international audience as a commentator for the New York Times. But there's a catch. Nearly one-third of Egyptians cannot read. Aswani believes one of the greatest barriers to liberal thought is illiteracy, something neither the military nor the Islamists have tried to erase. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.